On Thursday, we were also able to catch up with Park High School Athletic Director Phil Kimmel as they get ready for their fall in the Suburban East Conference. They too, like Hastings and every other school in Minnesota, will be moving volleyball and football to a modified spring schedule, while all other fall sports will begin on Monday, August 17th. And while the plan may not be perfect for every single coach, fan, or athletic director, the Minnesota State High School League's plans that were unveiled on Tuesday will let everybody be able to play their respective sports throughout the 2021 school year.
Yep, Nick, I think you hit it right on the head, and I was able to listen in on the phone to the meeting, and number one, it was a pretty long meeting, so I give the board of directors and all the committees so much credit. But yeah, I walked away from that day, like, again, feeling really good, because as you know, and you stress this all the time, this is all about the kids. It's not about parents and adults and even coaches. This is all about the kids. And at the end of the day, the Minnesota State High School League gave every single high school athlete an opportunity to play their sport. Again, we don't know what the future holds, but they gave them that opportunity, and I think that's tremendous. Just that, again, kids have that hope of, I played this sport, I'm going to have the chance to play that sport in this school year. Kids didn't have that last spring. We're trying to do that for them now. So that's what I walked away with, and again, I give the high school league a lot of credit for thinking creatively. And does it cause potential issues down the road? Absolutely, with a later spring season for softball and baseball and those sports and how that affects them and all those things. But when push comes to shove, every kid has a chance to compete in their sport. Whether they choose to or not, that's up to them. And again, I think that's a great thing for high school sports.
There's also another side of this that we didn't quite discuss with Hastings High School Athletic Director Trent Hansen on Wednesday, and that's the fact that some of these football and volleyball players will now be able to go out for a different fall sport. For instance, seeing a football player come out for soccer or cross-country running, or one of our volleyball players trying out for tennis or swimming and diving. There could end up being a ton of four-sport athletes this school year, and that is exciting. Kimmel agrees.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we had a meeting with our coaches the other day. Our volleyball coach, Amy Johnson, who I know people down there are familiar with. Sorry that we stole her, but Amy came back home to Park. But, you know, brought that up of, like, I've got volleyball players that might want to play soccer. Is there room for them on the team? And the soccer coach's eyes got really, really big. And, like, of course there's room for them on the team. So I know we talked a little bit off air about, you know, potential practices for football and volleyball, which I know they're going to be anxious to have. But, you know, it creates opportunity, you know, and how great would it be for kids to try something new, for one thing, or maybe something they haven't done since they were a little kid, or how great would it be to have to create a new award at the end of the school year and have it be, you know, instead of our three-sport athlete award, have it be a four-sport athlete award. And again, I don't know if that would happen, but, you know, kids have that opportunity now. They actually have the opportunity to compete in four different seasons, and how great that would be. Not that our numbers are greatly hurting, but just how great it would be to have these other athletes fill in roles. And no, they might not be the star on the soccer team or the star of the cross-country team, but they can come in and help that team or be a leader on and off the field. And just how great that would be for kids to get a chance to be involved in more activities. So, you know, I greatly look forward to hoping that some of that's going on at Park High.
Now that we know who will be playing this fall, it's a race to registration. Kimmel talks a little bit about how these Wolfpack athletes will be able to get registered, have their physicals in, and be ready to go once Monday, August 17th hits.
Rightfully so, our district wanted to be a little cautious before we opened things up. I know some districts did, but, you know, we were waiting for the high school league announcement to come out. So I don't know if it's happened yet, but sometime shortly today is when our online registration will go live. The other thing that just to kind of throw a little bit of wrench into things is for a lot of schools, I know Hastings is in the same boat as us, is we have a new online registration system. The system we used in the past was called FeePay. They are no longer in existence, so we had to come up with something new. And so it's not just, you know, opening up in a short amount of time. It's people setting up their accounts. It's learning the new system. How do I do this? All those things. So, you know, everything's going to happen in a shortened window. But, you know, honestly, we used to have a registration open for a month before the season started. And sometimes we still had those stragglers coming in at the very, very end. Now it's going to be open for just a little bit more than a week. And again, we'll get everybody through. If we get the message out, we can do it right away, and we'll get them in there. So you hit it right on the head for a lot of us. ADs and secretaries and radio guys, there's a lot to do. Our trainers trying to figure out schedules, all those things. There's a lot to do in a very short amount of time. But again, like we kind of started the show with, is it's exciting because we get to play fall sports. I mean, I think that's the most important thing. I made a little video that I show at our parent meetings, and, you know, that was the theme. We get to play fall sports. sports. So if we have to cram all of our planning into a week and a half, we'll do that to help create a good opportunity for these kids.
And being involved with not only Hastings and Prescott, but also Park High School over the past 18 years of covering the Tri-County area when it comes to sports, I also know that there are some great coaches at Park High School that are ready to go for this 2020 season. Whether it's in the classroom or out, on the field or off, these coaches want to give the kids the best experience they can have. And that starts August 17th. Kimmel and the coaches are looking forward to fall.
Yep, absolutely. And again, you hit it on the head too. I mean, it starts with the coaches and so ready to get going and work with these kids. And like you said, it takes a team. I think one of the themes we heard since we've been going through this whole process in March was, you know, kind of that theme of we're all in this together. I mean, it does. It takes a team. No one person or even department could do it on their own. We need buildings and grounds. We need our game workers. We need everybody. So, again, I think it's a kind of a rallying cry of, okay, let's rally everybody together and get this thing going. You know, our game workers were emailing me yesterday and saying, what's the soccer schedule? Well, we don't have that yet. Because we're rebuilding it, because we pretty much started from scratch. So we will get one to you, and, you know, we'll get it out to everybody, and, you know, require people's patience as well, too, obviously. But, again, just that notion of, hey, we're in this together, we're doing this for the kids. And, you know, I just think we learned so much from, I mean, I don't think you realize what you have until you lose it, one of those situations. I think we learned so much from the spring of how much we missed out on not just the competitions, because, of course, we love the fact that we're going to be able to do some competitions, but not just on that, but just the interaction with the players and the coaches. And, you know, the lessons that they're learning and the camaraderie among their friends. Just be able to get back to all those things and to have some competitions on top of it, I think will be a great thing.